The Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis. In this
world, it's just us. What's the deal, y'all? Welcome to episode 47. It's your girl, Just Living, baby.
And your boy, Jacob Willis. You're tuning into the Justice Podcast.
And we are in New York City. You see the background of this different studio?
Hey, New York, stand the fuck up.
Concrete jungles where dreams are what?
Made of.
It's nothing.
We can't do
it. Oh, shit.
Amber has been over since we landed, y'all. I don't know what is going on.
You know, when I was on the plane, the flight was not that bad. It wasn't that much turbulence. You know, I have a fear of flying. Everything went good. I had good company, good music. I'm in a great mood. My stomach was killing me, but once I got settled in and ate some food, I was cool.
It was good. Mm-hmm. And let's just give Amber a round of applause, y'all, because you guys know good and well that she does not like planes. She's scared of flights. She does not like it. She gets anxiety. Mm-hmm. She was so nervous. Almost didn't make it, honey, but she came with her bag. And she got on that flight and she did a good job. She was listening to her music. I was making her laugh a little bit. So it was easy. And all the nerves kind of went away when we got in the taxi. That was $87.
Oh my, can you have $87? It took us an hour to get where we had to go.
Right. But I think that was pretty decent because Uber charged $150, but the taxi was $87.
Right.
You wouldn't expect that in New York City.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Right.
It threw me for a loop. Thank God for a little change in my pocket.
Thank God for a little change.
Exactly. Yes. But how are you? How you feeling?
I'm doing really good. I'm just so happy to be here.
I have
no complaints. We're here in New York. I'll be in Atlanta. Today, you guys, it's the Black Effect Festival here in Atlanta, Georgia. You guys meet me there. It's going to be a good time. Go network. If you got a podcast, you get to pitch your podcast. It'll be a lot of other Black creators. But it's a beautiful Saturday. And I'm happy. Yes.
And I will not be there because I'm not doing another flight. I'm going home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. At least she's here in New York.
Yep, and that's all you get from me.
Right. So what you been up to? Because I see you. You just been in the clubs, partying. With some dudes.
You saw me go out one.
Pissing on some men.
And this is the thing. If you're single, which means you're not connected to anybody, okay, you have, no commitment. You can do you.
Right, you was out having
Nobody's
fun.
Nobody's checking for you. And you ain't checking for nobody. You should be able to kiss a dude on the cheek a little something, something.
Right. Ain't nobody complaining.
You know, well, one of my exes hit me up and was talking, I don't like the way you moving. You look thirsty.
Shut up.
Like, what? I'm Seriously? Living my life. Why are you even concerned?
All that because you was playing around on the...
Playing around, making a joke, kissing dude on the cheek. And he upset.
Okay, well, be upset. We're not together no more.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. And it's like, I don't like when people try to make people feel bad for who they are.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's me. I'm funny. I'm flirtatious. Bubbly personality. What the fuck is the problem?
How are you supposed to be unapologetically you and people judge you for being you?
Hello. Just because I'm doing something that you don't like or that doesn't fit your mind.
Well, keep doing it. Whatever makes you happy.
Exactly.
And lately, I mean, I've been having such a good time, you guys, because you know what? Let me tell you something. I have not been to church in a long time, honey. Like, I'm one of those, I'll just go on Easter and then that's it. But lately, I've been going with Amber and I've really been enjoying it. It's like her pastor just hits everything, like, head on. It's like everything that I'm going through or everything I need to hear, he speaks on it.
And he relays the message in a way we all can understand, especially for, what is it called? The Gen Z? Is that it?
The Gen Z.
It's for the Gen Z. Yeah. Like, he's breaking it down. And it just feels so good to actually be able to be in church and not want to pick your phone up.
Right.
You want to listen. You want to indulge in what he's saying. It makes you feel encouraged. You want to walk down to the front when it's prayer call. You're not embarrassed.
You're everybody not judged.
Makes, right. Everybody makes you feel loved. And
right.
Yeah. Shout out to Pastor Kai and eFaith LA. Okay.
It's been fun.
Yes. I'm glad you've been coming.
I'm glad I have too. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
We start off every episode with a mental health moment. And so this mental health moment is going to be talking about the new normal, adjusting to new things in your life, whether it be something tragic that just happened, whether it be a new job, you got to move all of a sudden, a new career, or even traveling, something that you're not used to.
Yes.
Having this podcast and the way it's growing, we're going to be booked to busy. And although you don't like to travel, this is going to become your new normal.
Right. And this is my thing I want to add on to that is, you know what? I pray that I'll be booked and busy. You know, sometimes I go outside and I'm chilling. I look up and see an airplane. I'm like, I'll be on a plane again. And then opportunity comes and I'm crying and I'm scared. But it's like, how you gonna pray for something? And when it comes, you're afraid of it.
Right.
Ooh, that's deep right there.
That
you know?
Is deep.
So be ready. Be prepared, and you have to jump in. You know, if you want something extraordinary, you got to do extraordinary shit.
Come on, big boss shit.
Right, you can't keep doing the same stuff and want great results.
Right, but that's why people always say you got to be careful what you ask God for, because you never know how he's going to bless you, when he's going to bless you.
And that tongue is powerful.
It is extremely powerful.
I definitely believe that now, seriously.
You was like, friend, I'm not getting my flowers. Like, people not really respecting. Now we're in New York, and you're about to be giving your flowers by the city of New York City.
Right, and that was like less than a year ago I said that.
Right, and the fact that we're sitting here right now in New York City.
Right, remember we was on the taxi, and I'm like, hold on, what am I doing in New York?
Right.
Like, what am I doing here right now? It kind of felt like an out-of-body experience. Like, what the fuck is happening?
How'd you finally get into the astral plane?
Oh, Lord. No, but it feels good. I challenge people, like, you know, just step out. Do it. Go for it. If it's put on your mind, it's put on your mind for a reason.
Right.
You know?
But you know, it's so easy to second-guess yourself, too.
That, too. I get doubtful.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, especially coming here. It was like everything the devil could to destroy you. Look, it sounds like we're in church. Yeah, I promise you we're not preaching. But it's like every little thing that can like make you want to pull out happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't know the struggles. Go ahead, tell the
struggles. Right. My hair appointment got pushed back. I thought she was going to flake, but she didn't. She came last minute. Then my outfits didn't come. I had to find something else to put on and put together. Money was acting funny. Then finally towards the end, it caught up. It was just a lot, just mentally.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, for real.
And no wonder you made it. She went to the hotel room. You guys was jumping on the bed, doing 360. I mean, I'm like, girl, what's going on?
Yeah, I was really excited. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to embrace it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And, you know, you have a good attitude, and you always step into stuff so positive. And I need that sometimes, because everybody thinks I'm the positive one, which I am, but I get down.
Yeah.
I get down.
Carson Bridge.
For sure. And so, yeah, it makes it kind of easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. And we're here. Yeah. So we're talking to some of y'all, and I wanted to know some interesting topics and just stories about people and relationships. And you guys commented some stuff that I just could not believe. How about finding out that somebody that you're dating has a child, and you find the papers? What is it? The child support papers.
So finding out that the dude you're talking to has a child because you find child support papers.
Yes.
And he tells you he didn't have no kids.
Hello.
That's nasty.
What do you
work.
Do?
Cuss their ass out. That's number one. Because first of all, why are you lying about them kids? Even if it's a mistake, you still had it.
Right.
Say something.
That says a lot about your character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're willing to have a child and to just dismiss them in complete, like, non-existence.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. And what else are you lying about?
Ooh, that's real good.
Right. What else skeletons we going to find in that closet?
Doing for real.
Not just the finances. How is your DL situation going on?
Oh, like, what is it?
What is it? Because a real man going to take pride in his child.
That's
not
true.
Saying gay men ain't real, you know, real men, because I'm a gay man. But I'm just saying, like, say it with your chest. Like, yeah, I have a child. Like, I just don't understand that. How can you do that to somebody?
No, honestly, you know, people should claim their kids. I don't talk to dudes with kids, but I would like for the dude to tell me he has kids. Like, don't deny him just because I'm not going to talk to you.
Right.
Still say you got damn kids.
Yeah. It's communication in the getting to know you stage.
Exactly. And that, you know what? I'm starting to hate that stage so much.
Why?
It's so basic and boring. It's the same questions. How you doing? What you doing? What you like to do for fun? I saw a post the other day on Neighborhood Talk, and a girl was like, if you're going to ask me what I like to do for fun, don't hit me up.
What?
How are you supposed to get to know somebody if you don't do that? Even though it's kind of cringy, but you still need to know.
Okay, so describe getting to know somebody then.
Right. I mean, I think it's those questions. I still ask them.
Right. We need to know these things. Do you have children? But are you asking the right questions? Do you have children? What's your relationship with your parents? Are you looking for a relationship? Are you dating somebody right now? Because you can ask them about, like, are you looking for a relationship or do you have any kids? But if you don't ask them, are they in a relationship? Technically, they don't have to tell you because you didn't ask.
Right. But how do you feel about asking them about their past relationships? Because I know some people, they say, when you get to know somebody, what happened before you doesn't matter. Do you feel like you should ask the person, like, you know, what happened at your last relationship? Why did y'all break up?
Everybody asks the same question when you're getting to know somebody. You always ask, so why are you single? People always ask, so why are you single? And they'll be like, okay, so how long have you been single? And what happened with your last breakup? People always ask me that question. Like,
I don't get that too often.
Really?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
often.
I just didn't find the right person yet. Mm-hmm. Or it's hard, all with my excuse, and it's true. It's hard to date in LA.
Yeah.
People don't want to go on dates anymore. They don't want to be romantically involved. They just want to have their cake and eat it too and just have non-monogamy relationships. And I'm not doing that.
Okay, so you're going to be single for a little bit while longer.
And that's just fine, darling.
It's okay.
Right, I got my pillow in my right hand. It's my go-to. Okay. Those are those legs, darling.
Next.
Yeah.
I lift my legs up earlier and it smelled very
good. Oh my God, almost threw me out the window.
Oh, Jacob, please.
From Times Square, honey.
Somebody, please.
I almost ended up on Times Square from the 43rd floor.
No cologne or nothing.
Excuse me? I have on a cologne.
No.
Smell?
Nothing.
Oh, I don't have on your Versace?
Dry as day.
Oh my God. Well, that says a lot about the.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I tried to offer you some. You didn't take it.
I didn't need it, darling. I have my own.
Next.
Shout out to Eshante, by the way. We yes. love Eshante.
Yes, we do.
Good buttercreams. We gave Wolf and Billy some. Do you guys like your buttercreams? Shea buttercreams? Mm-hmm. And a shout out to Billy because we're in New York and my friend pulled up and he brought us some Rasta pasta. I've never had it before. Amber has been begging and saying that she can make it so good and never has made it for me in all these years. She's like, friend, I'm going to make you some Rasta pasta and I had to come to New York to get some. So I'm grateful and thankful. And it was delicious. Yep, can't wait to taste yours and see if it's up to
you
par.
You probably won't now because you're doing all this now.
Right.
So just, yeah.
I probably never get it. We can just cut that. Orange juice or cranberry, babe? He also brought us some tequila.
I'll do the, yep. Mm-hmm.
No, it's all love.
Oh, let's talk about that. Speaking of the juice, Jacob, tell them the story you just said that was crazy. How the man's cum tasted so good, you started literally eating it.
Oh, my God. But before we do that, can we talk about the time that man peed on your leg and went in your ass crack?
That's regular. We
no, it's not. It's
okay.
not.
Uh-uh. If you're in the
Amber
shower.
Amber wants to slut shame me. She wants to say, because I ate a man's cum and it tastes like pineapple juice.
You ate a man's cum.
I licked it like it was Krispy Kreme donuts. I loved it.
Eating it. Like you want to get a fork and eat it.
I never said a fork.
That's crazy.
I never did that.
That's what you was giving
I used my finger and I grabbed the cum off his tip and I sucked on my finger and I was eating his cum. And I continue to suck his dick. It tastes immaculate. Okay, now, the pee, how did that taste?
I didn't taste it. It just warmed me up a little bit.
Okay.
Like a little heated blanket.
Right. So I like coming. You like piss. Hey, it's okay. That's ain't nothing wrong with golden showers.
Damn right. It's not.
Lobster towers. Mm-hmm. Yes.
For hours and hours.
Can you buy me some flowers? Okay, anyways. So another topic is, it's also about dating. But a girl pretty much found out that her guy was cheating because another girl started liking her pictures randomly.
Ooh, this is strong.
And the girl that was liking her pictures and watching her page was the girl that her boyfriend was messing around with. Mm-hmm. Ain't that crazy?
It is. It happened to one of my friends. She was actually out of town with the dude. And the girl was liking her story and stuff. Then the girl ended up pulling up, finding out where they were and pulled up. And she was pregnant.
Huh. Who's pregnant? Your friend or the girl?
The girl.
And she tried to fight your friend?
No, she didn't try to fight.
She just pulled up.
She was being a woman to woman. Like, you know, let me talk to you and tell you what's really going on.
Right.
But yeah, she started liking her stuff and she was like, who is this? People really look at those story likes and those new likes and find out who people are. That's a real thing.
That's why people say you're supposed to post where you are after.
I hear that all the time. That.
And I be just so like, hey.
Yeah, I post right where I'm at. Pull up.
What's up? Mm-hmm. Right. No fear. So what would you do in a situation like that?
Cry.
Oh, God.
Well, that's honest.
You would just cry? And would you get rid of him?
Yeah. Okay. You know, it takes me no time to get rid of a nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
That's horrible that somebody had to go through something like that.
Yeah, it sucks. But that's the thing. They be going through this kind of stuff and they be staying. But we don't talk about that, though.
Hello.
They want to complain about the man and say he this and that and do all these posts and go right back to him.
I never got it. The toxicity that people choose. It's like,
yeah.
You know that the person is not for you and they're constantly doing things. But then right. you want to vent to me all the time about the same situation.
But you go right back.
And then you go right back to him.
You're so wasting my time.
Right. So, and you know, I don't waste no time. So mm-hmm. when you start telling me about it and I shut you off, don't get mad at me.
Exactly.
Right. Because you're going to thank me in the long run from letting you know, exactly. like, hey, I already gave you my advice.
Keep it straightforward. And you gonna call me like, you know what? She was right, friend.
Right.
After 4 more months, you done lost.
Hello?
Ooh, it's sick. Because I used to be like that, so I know.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. But thank God for growth. Ooh, that's a real thing. No, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The spirit being hidden, baby. Yes!
We are too blessed to be stressed.
That's right.
By no nigga.
Come on.
That's in distress. Okay.
That was corny.
Story time?
So I have some stories I saw online. I want to bring them up. They were crazy. I'm like, these are so good. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a second because I have to read them. My dad passed away and I have a little sister. Due to the age gap, I am more like a father than a brother to her. And she wishes I could adopt her. But the issue is that I'm married and we agreed we wouldn't have kids. My wife is against adoption, so I had to choose between her and my sister. Woo, what would you do?
Choose my sister.
Over the wife?
Hell? Off with her head. Bye. See you later. Family before hoes. You let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
If you have a sister and you have a mister, and a mister don't want to sit. what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to choose my sister. That's family. I'm going to make sure that she's good before I choose the mister.
After you already went under God and got married and stuff, you going to get a divorce? What's going on? Y'all already vowed not to have no kids.
I'm sorry. And I'm going to say this unapologetically because it's my opinion. I don't give a damn who I went under. And I love God.
Right.
I'm going to choose my sister over any nigga, period.
Okay.
Respect. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you don't love my sister as much as I love my sister, mm-hmm. or even accept her, we can't be together, period. Mm-hmm. And I would ask those type of questions. That's the getting to know me stage. Do you have relationships with your family? Are you close with you know what I mean? Right, like, do you want kids? Those are conversations you have in the beginning. Who in their right mind is going to choose a man over? Well, then again, there's a lot of people that
it's
choose.
It's a lot. That
there
looks,
is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it though. How about you?
I don't know for real.
Well, then again, your situation is a little bit different.
Yeah, I don't have no family. Not, so.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have none. So it never happened. Well, next.
Okay, course. It's like saying somebody say, I don't like moms because I have a bad relationship with mom. So
okay, now when it comes to mom, I don't even play like that.
Okay, period. Don't even so that's
play,
how it,
that's not even.
So that's how it is about my sister.
Okay.
Because I love like sister, mom, brother. Yeah, my family comes gotcha. First. Period. Okay. Yeah.
All right, that was a good little topic, huh?
Right, and that's horrible though.
Shout out to me. Okay. Now, this other one is crazy. You probably like it.
Oh.
My wife poops in the shower and stumps it down the drain. Not a joke. She recently... okay, this is serious. She recently told me this, and I've been living with it for weeks now. She even broke the news to me while laughing about it. You know what a waffle stump is? She asked me as she laughed and laughed so hard she started crying. I feel disgusted and betrayed. I can't even look at her over breakfast anymore because I head off to work. And while at work, all I can do is wonder to myself, is she doing it right now? Apparently, this has been going on for years. Says she uses all the scented candles she obsessively buys online to mask the smell. I work 12 to 15 hour days, plenty of time for her to cover up the shit stink. A few times we've had to snake the drain due to a clog. Now I know why. I'm not sure I can live this life anymore. And this is his wife.
That's fucking disgusting.
Taking a shit in the shower and stepping on it. The toilet right there, sis. The toilet is right there. Stone.
Getting to know the people that you listen, that is crazy to me.
That's different.
And that's another one. Okay, are you gonna stay with her forever? Or since you guys went under God, are you gonna just stay with her and deal
I
with
mean,
her poop?
It's just a little shit.
Okay, well, that's something more that you like then.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
That's
I can't
more
say that
you like pee,
podcast.
You like shit. I understand, Queen. It's okay. So just a little poop is okay.
So you'll leave him too?
Absolutely. Fuck out of here.
Okay.
Ew. I mean, if you don't stop, of course. You got to stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Okay, well, those were my two good stories for the day.
Okay.
Yeah, that was cool. I'm going to start doing that more often.
I like that. So you found those like and just read them like it was actual people put that on Quora? Or?
People put that on the internet and I saw it and I said this would be a good topic to discuss because maybe somebody else can relate. Or
so that's true stories.
They're true stories, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who gonna make up a story about somebody stepping on shit?
Hey, people make up a lot of stories. Just like these men say they don't have kids and you find papers.
Oh, well, honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, long distance.
Uh-huh.
Remember you want to discuss that?
Yes.
Talk.
I'm definitely open to long distance. I feel like we even talked about this before in a podcast.
Right. But somebody asked about it today on the live.
Right. They said, how do you feel about long distance? I like somebody when they're further away. Okay, well, what are you gonna do about it? Mm-hmm. Are you going to, you know, just say, you know what, fuck it. We could just try this from a distance. We can see each other, you know, this month, that month, and just, you know, spend some time together. Mm-hmm. I think when you have a long distance relationship, you guys, and when you travel to see them, you got to spend more than like a couple days with them. Spend like a week, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But at least a week. So that way you can really spend time with them and go into their environments, go around their friends, see who they're hanging out with.
That'll be good.
You know,
got to get to that family, too.
Yeah, I know in the beginning, people were kind of standoffish.
They always don't want to show their mom and all that
right.
stuff. I let everybody be my mom.
Right? And, you know, everybody love my mom, Juanita. Mm-hmm. So, and then also, it's kind of like, how long are you talking to that person? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's a couple of months, okay, after the couple of months, like, okay, do you want to meet up, maybe? How far is it?
Way too long.
Okay, how far is the distance? Is the distance out the country? Is it out the state? There's different, you know?
Yeah. So for me, when I, you know, I'd be on a Facebook date, everybody know, I switched my location to Atlanta because I wasn't going to go to Atlanta with you, but whatever.
Yeah.
So I was talking to a guy out there from Atlanta, and I feel like I just can't do anything with him because it got weird. So he was texting me consistently. Boom. Then he stopped. Then he hit me up late. And he was like, oh, yeah, one of my Uber customers took me to the club, and I was turned up. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I mean, at least he was being transparent.
No, I didn't like that.
Okay, well.
I didn't like it.
Because
and I blocked him. That was it. That was the last conversation we ever had.
Oh, okay. Well, there he goes. Whoops. Yep. Well, I changed my location on Hinge to, I think, was it the Bronx?
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to get
it. You still don't have nobody out here.
No, it wasn't the Bronx, actually. It was Harlem. That's where was it? I got to look on my Hinge. I was trying to get a Dominican nigga. I don't know where they are. Where are they at, Billy? Is in the Bronx? Okay, so I zoomed out the map and I tried to go and I want like a Latino. I just want some Dominican. I need some good dick. So it's been a minute. So I was trying to find, and a lot of people that live in the Bronx are white.
But you like that though.
I wasn't looking for that.
Are you being racist?
No, I wanted some big, like girthy, that brown dick. And that's what I was in search for, and I didn't get any. But it's my first day in New York today, so we can go to the bathhouse together. If you want to go to the Cock in Manhattan, they'll let you in. Pay a little $15 cover, darling. You can be at the bar when I'm downstairs in that basement.
I have a good time, get me drunk, and go right lay down. Ooh, that hotel bed. I love me a hotel bed. It's just something about it. I love my bed, but a hotel bed just hugs me.
I saw you was rolling and everything. She love a hotel bed, y'all.
I do.
And let's talk about this. And this is just so petty. So I told Amber, she was like, okay, I'm going to take a shower in 20 minutes. And then I'll get dressed and we go to the podcast. I said, okay, so I went. I said, let me go take a shower first. So I'm in there taking a shower. And then I come out and I'm putting stuff in my bag.
Oh, my God.
Amber act like, hey, Amber act like she's sleeping. And then go.
Nigga, I was chilling.
No, she act like she was sleeping. She was stiff and just like laying on opposite. She going to turn over and say, friend, what time is it? And I said, I said, it's 6:35. She said, wow, 35 minutes for a shower. I said, I'm you wasn't saying, even sleeping. You was just waiting for me to come out so you could talk shit. So I took an extra 15 to get my
eyes.
Friend, you was acting like you I heard you breathing hard and everything.
Breathing hard. Jacob, you're honoring. You're absolutely really out of control.
I'm like,
okay, let's talk about something else. You know what would really humble you is those white towels in the hotel.
That had my black. Excuse me.
Black and chicken.
No. Yes. My towel that was on the sink had my kojic acid soap that I used from the TikTok shop. It was orange. So you need to turn on your colors, darling. No, maybe if you take off those glasses that you have on.
I can barely see.
You can use that 20/20 vision, darling. Sounds personal. God is a healer and he'll heal you of your blindness.
Maybe he'll heal you of that towel.
That towel got a soap that you can use to wash your body on it. Thank you later, darling.
Soap. Thank you.
Okay, me too.
Soap.
Anyways, let's talk about Kim Zolciak. Because she has been doing a lot of clickbait, ignorant-ass posts on her page. She did a post saying, I think it was a picture of her daughter that was in a hospital. Mm-hmm. And she said, pray for my daughter. Click the link in the bio. Then you go to the bio, and it's literally, what is it called? Surveys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Surveys where you go and you download apps and games and stuff so she can make money.
You're doing clickbait.
Yeah. So today, and here's the picture down below. I saw it online. She did Rest in Peace. And it's a picture of her and her husband. And it's a broken heart in between. Then she said, click the link in the bio. You click the link in the bio. And it's another word search games and apps that you download and surveys. And it's also pictures of old celebrities that passed away in the past. So she was trying to be slick.
She doing real bad. That's
I'm
real
like,
bad.
How broke do you have to be to really?
Yeah.
And you're also manifesting those things.
Right. On your family.
Yeah.
Your loved ones.
Like, who does that?
Yeah, that's some sick
shit. I'm sorry. And everybody, not everybody has like a 9-to-5 job, but for those that do, I have a job on the side, okay? But it ain't 9-to-5, but it's still a job that fucking stresses me out. Let me tell you something. I didn't call out many times. I cannot come in today.
Now,
I'm not feeling good.
Monday, I'm like, you not at work.
Right. I'm like, no, I'm in my bed.
I got the PTA.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm like, I just asked Sugar Daddy. So let me tell you something.
Is he really holding up?
I would never lie. You want to see my, Apple Pay things. One thing about it, I don't lie, sis.
I didn't say
you see
you
the lifestyle,
lying.
Darling.
I want to know for sure. I want you know our viewers.
Oh,
know
okay.
This is real life.
Well, you know this is real life. You know me for years.
I don't know too much.
Okay. Well, I don't know either about you, darling.
I don't have sugar. Shit, I'm the sugar.
Okay.
Thanks.
You need some more sugar.
Thanks.
Anyways,
oh my, you're a fucking hater,
thank
dude.
Thank you.
It's the hater.
Back to what I was saying.
Wild.
I would never call out and lie and say that my mom died or my aunt is dead or anything like that. Like I would never go that far because I feel like that can really happen. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you never had a 9-to-5 job, correct?
Right.
Okay, you never had a regular job?
We just said that. I never had no
9-to-5 regular job. 9-to-5 means 9-to-5.
I had my shop. That was my
okay,
first
so,
job.
Okay, oh,
my first
so
job was
you work for yourself,
business.
Though. That's good, though. That's a flex, sis.
Thank you.
Where is it at now? Oh. I'm just joking. That's fucked up.
No. I actually left after my lease was up because I had a wedding there and the guy said that I couldn't do any events there.
Fred, I was there. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Okay. No.
You pushing it a little.
No, it's because you said business.
My motherfucking glasses.
Okay. No. But honestly, I wanted to know, like, if you did have a regular job, would you?
No, remember I was looking for one.
No, but what would be your excuse to call out?
I'm sick.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't thinking nothing crazy or elaborate. Like,
but you wouldn't do nothing like that.
No, that's pretty extreme.
Yeah, I just don't understand why.
I really don't give a fuck. If they fire me, they fire. You know, I wouldn't care.
All right, bye, next. Yeah, I wouldn't. But I just don't understand why Kim Zolciak, why would you do that, babe?
Mm-hmm. It's getting very desperate.
Yeah.
But speaking since we're on jobs, let's talk about it. How fucking hard is it lately to when you get an income from Instagram and different outlets like that, how hard has it been lately to make sure that you put them clips out, put them posts out, get the engagement to get the funds? It's starting to be stressful. It's nothing like it was back in the day.
Right.
This is starting to really weigh on people's minds, the mental, everything.
Yeah.
It's a mess now.
I don't understand what's going on. And even the algorithm, I feel like Instagram is doing a little bit better now because they know that TikTok is going down. Okay. But I remember, like, even with our podcast page on TikTok, I post a TikTok, it'll be like 10,000 views in like an hour. Mm-hmm. Now it's like 200. Like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah. And I'm like, our money, like, we would make money. Like, how do you go from making $750 from one video to making 70 cents? Bitch,
yeah.
What's going on?
Crazy. Even with the businesses and the promotions, like, they don't even want to pay the promotion prices anymore because they're not sure if the algorithm is going to push their posts, their promotions on your page.
But see, it's that creator program better that they have on TikTok. It's the one I'm talking about. When you sign up with the creator program, that means you start getting paid more for more views.
Right.
But they stop putting you on a For You page so you don't go as viral as you should go. Because I noticed before that it would just go viral. Now it's like it doesn't go viral or it doesn't reach our even our followers we have. Like, it doesn't even reach them because they don't want us to get paid.
And I get people that hit me up like, oh my God, I finally see you on my page. I haven't seen you on my feed in forever. And I'm like, dude, I do videos every other day.
Yeah.
How do you not see me?
Right. But then there's that girl that you see. I even see her every day on TikTok. Like, she makes things from scratch every single day for her husband.
Okay. And they push the fuck out of her.
Every episode she has is a million plus. Every episode. Like, why her?
Right. You know, but she does have that beautiful ass background, nice ass camera. She do her shit.
We talk about some real shit that's going on.
No, we are, though.
Is she over there baking muffins and cupcakes?
Dude, that's true, too, holding a little baby.
Right. What about Sally Mae? Sally Mae ain't get the same views. Maybe because she's, you know, dating a white man. They push her a little bit more.
So they're racist.
Well.
Oh, my God. We can't win then.
Yeah. And they say that, you know, this may be the last year for TikTok. So take all your money out of your creator fund.
Immediately.
Yeah. No, seriously, because that TikTok shop is going up. Mm-hmm. I told Amber she should do the TikTok shop.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I got tax problems and IRS, and I can't put no more shit. No.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm in the hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I'm talking to this guy right now, you guys. I'm getting to know somebody. I know I want to fuck, but I'm getting to know somebody. I'm in a getting to know you stage. You met him. You know who I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Beard.
Oh, the white guy.
Yes, don't you love him? Not love him, but you like him for me. He's amazing.
You didn't meet the dude.
Yes, you did.
No, you went to remember you went to hookah. I didn't go.
Oh, you did not go to your own hosting.
Right. I was sleepy. What's up? Hey, let me tell you something. I got a problem. If I eat some food, a meal, I'm going home.
Yeah, it was
nothing to talk about.
Me, Amber went to be something.
After I eat, I'm going home.
So I'm talking to this guy, and he's a very sweet guy. Okay. Like, and he takes care of his family. He's going through a situation.
His family?
Well, like his father has, you know, is very sick. Okay. So he's taking care of his father right now.
Oh, I love that.
Right, and just making sure so his mom doesn't have to run around and do all that.
Beautiful.
So he has a lot on his shoulder, but every day he makes time to text me, how's your day going? Yeah, he, you know, supports the podcast, my podcast, the After Hours. And just everything I'm doing, he just supports me and just checks on me no matter what he's going through.
Right.
So I was like, I want to, you know, do something special for him.
What are you going to do? I never heard you say nothing like this.
I think I want to take him on a good date, a good steakhouse.
Okay.
He doesn't like seafood. He doesn't like any shellfish.
That's right. I love that.
And I want to get him some flowers and just a card to say, you know, you're an amazing son. Because he is to his father. He really is. He's a great son.
How long have you guys been talking? Like, seriously.
It ain't serious, but it's, you know.
So you think you want a date and it's not serious?
Well, we talked and we had a conversation. We said we're only talking to each other right now. Like, we agreed that, like, we're, like, just talking to each other.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah,
you just said that she was looking for some.
I can
black
still have.
Dick.
I'm not in a relationship.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Excuse me.
You're only.
We're not in a relationship.
But she wanted to get some black dick.
I'm only talking to him. That doesn't mean I'm only fucking him. We haven't had sex yet.
But if you only,
I'm still single,
him,
so I can. He watches the podcast, so I'm not hiding
it. Who is four? You said you was only talking to him.
Yes.
So how are you trying to be on these dating sites?
I'm only talking to him, meaning I'm only dating him.
But you can fuck anybody.
Of course. We're not in a relationship yet.
What world are you living in?
This one. My world.
Is this
a
okay,
judge-free
y'all?
World.
Is this okay? I don't...
It's not... We're not exclusive.
I'm confused.
What do you think, Wolf?
Right, yeah. I would...
What you think?
Billy...
So, yeah. I'm talking to a guy. We're not exclusive or anything. We're still, like, you know, getting to know each other. We're
but
still,
he wants to take him on a romantic
date. We can still date around. I still want to take him around romantic date, but I mean, I can't have sex with somebody. I mean, I don't... I'll fuck
they
often.
Said that they only
I'm in New York.
To each other, but you're on a dating site.
What does that have to do with me having sex with somebody right now?
I'm confused. Where's the problem coming in?
Exactly. Thank you.
You telling somebody I'm only talking to you, but you're on a dating site trying to fuck somebody else.
I mean,
fucking leads to feelings and all kind of stuff. This
we're not dating yet. We're still in the talking stage.
So why are you just only talking to one person if you're just talking?
I could talk to as many person as I want.
Then why'd you tell him that I'm only talking to you?
I am only talking to him. I'm not only just fucking him.
But you're trying to fuck other people.
So you're saying, like, I'm only talking to
him. We're not exclusive.
I know I'm not crazy.
As if, like, the only person I'd be, like, getting to know right now.
I can't wait to see these people, these comments.
Listen, let me tell you something. The difference between me...
You sound crazy.
I do not sound crazy.
I'm only talking to you, but I'm over here finna get some black dick. Yeah, he white. So that's the work.
But I can, though. When I say talking to, like, the only person that, like, has my interest as far as talking to. I can still fuck, because me and him are not fucking, and I'm still single, so I can still do what I want. I do not feel bad about it. He knows this, so that's why communication is key.
Okay, well,
so he knows I'm going to have, I'm going to be.
I'm sure it won't go.
He knows I'm in New York, and he knows I like to play here. He's watching the podcast as we speak.
And that's cool, and that's how stuff happens.
That's how communication happens.
Spread around.
But see, babe, when there's communication.
Okay, Jacob.
It's key.
Go ahead.
So if he doesn't have a problem with it, why is your wig sliding to the left, stressed out about it?
Oh, no, my shit glued down.
You shouldn't be. Be stressed out about
my
it so much,
down,
sis.
Boo.
Okay?
My shit glued
yeah,
down.
If he's cool with it, yeah, I'm cool with it.
Why is the sweat dripping from your nose? You're nervous.
Who makes me nervous? My hands
are
not even shaking.
Nervous.
I'm definitely not nervous. Ooh shaking my boots. No, definitely not nervous, darling. It is hot in the studio.
I'm right, so it's all good.
You're definitely not right, sis. Take the L and move on with your life and your wig.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
Okay. So.
We'll see how long this lasts. Stay tuned.
Anyways.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Uh-huh.
She's such a hater.
Yeah. On that, please. Do better.
What do you have going on, sis?
Right now, I'm
nothing.
Actually...
So, my point. I don't want to hear.
Okay, I'm single. I talked to this one dude, but we haven't met up yet. We're supposed to meet up when I get back to Los Angeles. So, you know. I'm going with that.
Okay.
Yeah, he is so handsome to me. Remember I showed you?
Yes.
He is so...
Big lips? The one I told you?
No.
Why?
No.
Why not?
He likes me, but I don't like him the same way. And he's talking nasty to me and it's making me feel disgusted. Because I don't like him how he likes me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So he's saying babe and all this. And I'm like, who are you talking to?
Maybe he's in love.
I just met him 2 days ago.
Oh,
how the fuck am I babe?
Never mind.
My name is Amber.
Right. 2 days.
He's talking
ago.
About, oh, babe, come lay with me. I said, you don't even know me.
So who's, what about the guy that you are excited?
This is what I'm telling you about. So we've been talking for a while. We used to talk back in the day on Sidekicks and stuff. And then we linked back up recently. And we're not linked up, you know, just over social media. But I really am, I'm feeling our conversation. And I asked him on a scale of 1 to 10 how he felt like things were going. And he said, I'll give it an 8 right now. But I know it'll probably be a 10 once we link up.
It's give it an 8 only because you guys haven't seen each other face to face?
Right. And he said, I'm sure once we, you know, get together.
Has he initiated a date?
He just said, we're going to make it happen when I get back.
Okay.
You know, and he knows like.
Where is he at?
I think he says like downtown.
When you get back, he's going to make it happen.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You said when he gets back.
No, sorry. When I get back.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited for
I'm
that.
Excited for you, too.
Yeah, I hope it goes good.
Please do not give it up after the first date.
Okay. I can work on that.
Yeah.
I can work on that. That's something to work on.
Yeah. Don't give it up on the first date only because you know.
I know.
We can't do that.
I love to bust down. Right. So I love to bust down. My Lord. I just felt it. Anyway.
Oh, my God. okay, so the bicycle guy, the one that just tried it. So we were, We were trying to go to a bar, and this guy, you know, in New York City, they have, like, the people with the bicycles, mm-hmm. where you tip them or you pay them, whatever, and they'll just take you
and
wherever.
They dress up the bike so cute. They have, like, flowers behind some, and some have lightning.
It looks all beautiful. So I'm doing an Instagram post, all confident, so happy. Like, oh, my God, me and Amber about to go. We about to go on this little bike ride together. It's giving very much, you know, mm-hmm. Mr. and Mrs. And
the nigga pulls out a card. That's it.
He said, oh, by the way, he interrupted my video and said, this is my price. I said, okay, cool. I was not paying attention.
Hey, Jacob, like, okay, cool. I said, no. What did you just tell me? The paper said $9 per minute.
Yeah.
$9 a minute? He pulling my big ass. It's going to take quite a few minutes for him to get where he got to go.
And he went from...
And Jacob is like this, yeah, that's cool. I'm like, nigga, I don't know what kind of bank account you got.
Well, he went from $6.99 to $9.
No,
he's $9 to $6.99.
Which is really $7.
Right. That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. And then he was like with his homeboys, the other Hispanics that were on the bikes, and they was kept looking at us. Well, we got on, you know, Prada bag, little whatever, fake jewelry, whatever. Fuck,
excuse
you got
me.
On. You know,
Was, Prada bag is not any more expensive than my Louis Vuitton bag I have over there. Let's not do that, babe. And that's real. We can take your bag to Prada. They'll tell you the price. We can take that to Louis. They'll tell the price.
Okay,
that's around $3,000. How much is that?
You still want to take that in there?
I promise you we can.
I'm a little nervous.
Okay. I'm very much confident. And we can vlog it so the viewers can see as well, darling.
And can.
Right.
And can.
You were there when I got that bag.
They know me already, boo.
Where?
Where they don't. Where they don't.
She's so extra.
I'm sweating underneath my breath. Is that a hot? Okay.
I'm caught off guard. But that's what happened. We drinking, y'all. This episode, you guys have been asking us for a solo episode for the longest time, mm-hmm, and we literally have 5 episodes consecutively
with
of guests.
Yes.
So we make
it
special.
And I'm honestly glad to give them a different background, different scenery.
Yes.
You know, I know y'all, some people talk shit, but, you know, we're here.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, y'all, me and Amber go back and forth, but we it's all love.
Yeah, I'm really just playing and laughing. Like, after this, we're probably finna go have a ball, and that's what we do.
We have that choice. We're sleeping in the same room, so.
But different beds.
We'll definitely have some fellowship later on.
I'm trying to eat and go to sleep.
You know I'm gonna roll over and go to bed.
Right.
Have a long day tomorrow. Yes. Yeah, but this has been a great episode. I'm excited to get back to LA after. All of these work days that we have.
Okay, Jacob.
Shout out to...
He want to see so booked and busy.
We are.
You doing your thing, though.
I am booked and busy.
Yeah.
But we have a panel tomorrow in Times Square. Amber is going to be on it. We're going to have some amazing
people.
And
I'm going to be... Jacob, I'm going to let him take over since he likes to talk so much and be the leader. I'm going to let him take over everything.
It's sponsored by Zeus Network and the Neighborhood Talk. Mm-hmm. And so shout out to Kyle. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes. Thank you to Kyle.
Flying us out here to beautiful New York City.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of you guys that listen to this podcast.
And people in New York are so fucking mean. I'm sorry.
They are kind of assholes.
Yeah, I hope they see this. You guys are fucking rude. I'm sorry. You guys don't say excuse me. You bump me. You look at me with an attitude when I'm saying excuse me. I say hello to you in the goddamn elevator. You ain't saying nothing back. You guys are fucking rude.
No, please. No, thank you. And we say
nothing.
Thank you to you.
Right?
You
know, I hold the door open. Nobody's saying nothing. What's up? Are y'all okay?
Right. So now I know how it is. So I'm about to be real New York. Soon as we leave out of this studio,
right.
I'm bumping into every nigga I see.
You guys are freaking mean out here. I haven't met one nice person yet. And it's been about a good couple hours.
Besides Billy, right. I'm like, maybe the rats are more nice than y'all, because it's not
she
giving.
Go hang with them.
Right.
Shit.
I'm going to go to the black and get some cheese. Right.
Yeah. And shout out to my toes. Look at my toes.
Y'all, Amber wants y'all to see her feet so bad.
They bald. They look good. Guys, I'm saying. Those are nice.
Thank you. It's been another episode of the... Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of the Just Us Podcast. I am one of your amazing hosts, Jacob Willis.
And it's your girl, Just Living, baby.
And we'll see you in episode
48.
You are so annoying.